All right. Peace and grace from the Lord Jesus. Real satisfied with the roll call. Thank you all doing a splendid job, and we need to be together. Yes. I'm going to deal with apostolic direction and impartation this morning. There's a lot of things that we need to be on top of in these times. I want to remind you that I'm elected, but selected by God organization and total evidence before approved ministry. Church maturing is when the counseling come to a minimum, and it basically with new members. I counsel very few people. And some of the action, what I'm doing about pandemic, am I vaccinated? Yeah, I'm vaccinated with Psalm 91. So you can understand that. All right, now, apostolic direction and impartation, I'm going to call from scripture that I want to have. Acts 20, 17 to 38. Ephesians 4, verse 7, then 10 to 15. Hebrews 5, 11 through 14, then Hebrews 6, 1 through 12, the whole chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 11 through 13. I think I'll read that 2 Corinthians to start. Corinthians chapter 12. Because there's some heavy things put out this morning that I think would be a benefit and a reminder to us of the time in. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11, Apostle Paul gives some insight here. He says, I have become a fool of glory. Ye have compelled me. I ought to have been offended of you. For nothing am I behind me, very chiefest apostle, though I be nothing. Truly the sign of apostle was brought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. For what is written, for what is wherein you are inferior to other churches, if it be that I myself would not burdensome to you, forgive me this wrong. Now, in dealing with this morning, apostolic direction and impartation, the church must be aware of this apostolic nature. I think for a long time away, but I've known that, pastored a long time, but I've known that there had to be an apostolic governmental nature over the church. And so we talk about the church must be aware of its apostolic nature. Just give me a little while to fumble around this morning, because I want to deal with assignment and I want to deal with acceleration. I want to deal with experiencing what the church is supposed to experience. So I'll just fumble around in my weakness and inability to just listen until the anointing and the glory kick in. But the church must be aware of its apostolic nature. It's always important for the church to be aware prophetically. This is a time when the Holy Spirit is making the body of Christ aware of its apostolic nature and calling. In other words, for the church really to qualify, she got to operate on apostolic nature. In order to do that, it has to work backwards. You have to look at Ephesians 4, 11 and go backwards, because once you get up to be talking about being an apostle, you have to have evidence, you have to have experience, you have to have come to all the other offices and prove them out, and then God has to call you to that position. This church, the church must be aware of its apostolic nature, its government, because there's a lot of things right now that want to take the place of the church to a large degree. Because the church had been messing around with the election and voting and all that stuff, the church does not hold the position that she should hold. So in LTM, I want the pastors to understand God put his hand on us, and that's the way the church has to be run. The apostolic anointing will bring forth a spiritual awakening that cannot be received no other way. Let me read this to you. Clear teaching is needed as to God's strategy to enable the apostolic anointing for the spiritual awakening he promised for which he is preparing his church. He said, yes, the harvest is imminent, and more Christians are aware of this. Once the apostolic anointing began to manifest in your ministry, the people around you are going to be aware of the fact that they are covered, and they will not panic, and they'll know that you're in tune with what God wants to happen at this time. So the apostolic anointing brings forth a spiritual awakening in the body of Christ, that the people can be stable and not unrestful in a so-called unrestful time. I think the church that I'm pastoring, the church that you all are pastoring, even LTMA, we are not unrestful because there's a spiritual awakening of that apostolic government. We know we're covered, and we know how to yield to God's spirit. During these times, the church must be ready for such a time as this from an apostolic perspective. Let me read to you again. However, the church has to be ready for such a time. Multitude, now listen to this, can you identify this? Multitude will be in the valley of decision. And when they start to recognize the Lordship of Jesus Christ, there will be a sudden and great influx in the church, for this is the church. For this, the church had to be prepared. Now, during this pandemic, everything has increased in my ministry at least 3 to 4 times. I find myself covering people all over the world in other countries online now. They're people ready for the real thing, and it's apostolic. And you shouldn't be no short of it because of our connection. We need to just pay attention to what we're doing. There are mountains to be removed. A lot of mountains being built now. Organization being built. Governmental threat being built. All kind of mountains being built in the world and in the church, where the church is not actually, in a lot of cases, the church is not as spiritual, not as anointed, not as stable as she should be at large. And that's, I think, that's being is happening because the apostolic is left out, because that anointing, that awakening, that awareness is not there as it should be. But I want to make sure that you understand it's not by showmanship, it's not by academic. We're going to have to function from the apostolic anointing, the apostolic awakening, the apostolic blueprint, apostolic wisdom, because that's Ephesians 4:11. That's our assignment. We've got 3 things to do. You know that 12 verse tell us what we've got to do. Maturing the saint is so important. Say, for instance, in Hebrews chapter 5 and Hebrews chapter 6, he talks about not returning to the elementary doctrine. Just teaching the same thing over and over again on the same level and not letting the Holy Spirit open up some things apostolically that you can train the people, that their immaturity can flow to a point of maturing. Every saint needs to mature, not just the pulpit, but every family needs to mature in the things of God. And we can't keep teaching the elementary doctrine of baptism or repentance. You see that in the 6th chapter of Hebrews. But we've got to go on to perfection, meaning go on to maturity. And that maturity is that the fivefold ministry gift can set the body of Christ to do what it's supposed to do there in Ephesians 4, 12 on through to the 16th verse. Very powerful that men and women can stand up on their own feet. So a lot of mountains are going to have to be moved. A lot of substitute coming. But by revelation and by leadership of the Holy Spirit, I pray that those of you who are in LTMA will be firm and stable and anchored and know what to do and not get in a hurry and just wait on God. I mean, we're in the last days. A lot of things going to happen. And then we have I read from 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 12 is a very powerful chapter. The apostle leaned on his weakness for his strength. Now, there are many claiming to be apostles, but their ministry don't have no proof. That's why some of the boys in email TMA, I told them, take that off your name right now. And I'm not holding them back because I want all of y'all to end up in the apostolic ministry. But I don't want you to jump too fast ahead without the endorsement of the Holy Spirit because it's very dangerous. Let me read this to you. For in recent years, there have been many who claim to be apostles, but are not because their ministry do not measure up to the biblical description of the ministry of the apostle. Did you hear that? See, you have to, the claim is not the calling. And so that's why I told people back off under me. Someone said, well, you think he's the only apostle? No. But I knew what I had to come through to be a real apostle. I didn't even go through a ceremony. I didn't go to a ceremony. I didn't even claim it. See, I say with the Apostle Paul, I was called to be an apostle. And that's why I can impart to you out of my weakness, yet I have strength because I'm dependent on the Holy Ghost. That's what the Holy Ghost wants, really. He wants us to depend on him, for him to awaken and bring us out of such a situation. But so let me read this to you again. For in recent years, there have been many who claim to be apostles, but are not because their ministries do not measure up to the biblical description of the ministry of an apostle. And there have been several non-biblical concepts of apostolic covering that have resulted in people lording it over others. Got a lot of that going on. Instead of, now listen to this, instead of leading, enabling, and equipping through example and the obvious anointing on their lives. Now, this paragraph is so important for us to understand so we can treasure what God has given to us, not based on no man or no woman, just what God has given to us. It's so important. Solid, strong, stable, safe, just ready. Let me read this to you again because I want everyone, I know there's anointed men and women on this line. I know that. I know a lot of y'all have done a lot of studying. I watched something on YouTube last night. A woman says she's leaving Christianity. Been there 47 years. I don't know if you saw that. She done studied, outlined the Bible, had all kind of interpretation, read all kind of books. But that's not the way to get it. It's got to be a calling. It's got to be anointed. It's got to be God. You see what I'm saying? And she's talking about she's backing up from Christianity. And know all the books of the Bible, probably memorize scriptures, memorize whole books. Yet, you know what the Bible says, search the scripture, bring them you think you have life, but they testify on me, you won't come to me, you might have life. But you'll have all that. But we got to see behind the scenes. That's one of the things I want you to hear. We got to let the Holy Spirit take us behind the scenes. Let the Holy Spirit take us behind that curtain where Jesus' Spirit opened for us to see behind. So we just want to be historical, as I taught a few weeks ago, but operating in the mysteries of the Spirit, not just the history, not just what David did, what Job did, but having a revelation that is walkable, or a lack of a word, flyable in these times. So we got a lot of people in leadership position all over the world, not being critical, but we got to be careful that in these last days, how dangerous it is. We got to be dealing with the real thing. We got to have real revelation. We got to have real sermon, real message, real anointing, real prayer. All that got to be real. And so that's what we're doing, leading, enabling, equipping, and by example. Now, real apostles are recognized. When a person is a true apostle, he's recognized as such by others, but without having to make extravagant claim for himself. That's important. Because I want this apostolic government, this apostolic understanding, for us to have it, that is so important, because in Ephesians 4:11, they start off with the apostle. That's what they start off with. And it goes to the prophet. So apostolically and prophetically, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher can all function together under that apostolic direction, impartation, anointing, blueprint, and awareness. Apostolic teaching must be clear and biblical, that bring forth the true nature of the apostolic ministry and how this need to pervade the structure of the whole body of Christ. The apostolic nature, the apostolic ministry must pervade the whole body of Christ. That's the only way we're going to be at our spirit. This God said it now. It's not Leroy. It's not other name on the line. This is the way God has said it, and we've been out of this functioning for such a long time. Like I said, you got a lot of election. You got bishop elected, people elected to be president. All that they brought the world in the church. It shouldn't be like that. God select, not elect. And God put a person in position, and nobody can take that person out. And that's the way I want to be with y'all churches, the churches that y'all pastor. And there ain't been no election. For what? If God called you and put that ministry under you, we're not going to have that. So the apostolic, if you're a real apostle, you have stood in all five offices and proven. See, that's so important. That's why you just can't say I'm an apostle. The apostolic enabled the church to break through to new places. I want to read this to you. The apostolic anointing enabled churches to break through to new places in God and move forward in his purposes. So every congregation needs to be drawn on such an anointing from an apostolic center. As such a center, God people will be apostolic people with apostolic anointing. God people will be apostolic people with apostolic anointing, fulfilling an apostolic ministry, breakthrough, leading the way that others may follow. That's so important. That's what I want for LTMA. I want every pastor to be apostolic. I want the assistants to be apostolic. I want the people around them to be apostolic. I want the membership to be apostolic. In other words, walking in a strong government that no false prophets, false apostles, false teaching, satanic forces can throw not one member that is under you. They'll be solid and strong and firm themselves, knowing what to do. Very important. So that the apostolic stand, all five ministers, the apostolic enable the church to break through to new places. And the secret is drawing from the apostolic master key anointing. The apostolic, I hadn't heard it, the Holy Spirit, master key anointing. That's a master key anointing. It unlocked the prophetic, it unlocked the pastor, it unlocked the teacher, it unlocks the evangelist to actually function in a strong anointing. In other words, my brothers and sisters, and my sons and daughters, without the real calling of the apostolic, it's somewhat the prophetic been locked up, the pastor been locked to a certain level, the teacher locked to a certain level, and the evangelist. See, for instance, let's go to an apostolic setting that we have experienced. The Slack app on evangelism. That's apostolic. That's, I don't know if you find that anywhere else in the world. God gave that after so many years. The second part of my vision was equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world. I didn't really know how to do it. All of a sudden, right before the pandemic, he gave that revelation to me. I went to my sons and my staff. I said, how, can y'all do this? Can we do this? And then we have so many strong participants on the app. They're getting people saying right now while we're online, all in the morning, early in the morning, my phone's going off. Late at night, it's going off. But that's a vision of apostolic movement. Now, I want that for all of our churches. All of our churches are involved. And they're involved on our app, but they're involved. Their people now are involved in one of the most important assignments that we have, not cars, not houses, not jets, not clothing. That's not the most important. The important is that we preach the gospel of grace, the gospel of truth, and getting people saved. God is well pleased. When God is well pleased like that, a lot of doors, a lot of prayers, a lot of things people try to accomplish in life, a lot of things people want in life, they're going to get it because it's so pleasing to God. But I'm saying that to say this, that's fully apostolic. I've been around ministers for years and years and years. Never saw nothing like this thing. Over 5,000 people, it can go up to 50,000 or go up to 100,000. People getting saved all over the world. The app will pick up a different state. Different things going to start happening. But it's apostolic. And the Father is well pleased with it. And say, for instance, on the Slack app, I don't permit all the little, they got a name for it, all the hands and little fire blazing and little faces. I don't permit none of that. Why? Because it's making God's work commonplace. See, a lot of times people don't understand why I do things, but I'm trying to keep things in a spiritual atmosphere. I don't let them say a whole lot on the Slack app. I don't let them make a lot of statements. I don't let them hold no scriptures. I don't want no preaching. I don't want nobody being glorified for what they've done. That's what you're supposed to do. So, you know, I've been saying glory and handsome for ever since we started. I don't make no accolade because it's apostolic, and we're going to have to handle it in a matured facet, not just like anything else. Same with that on my broadcast. I've shut them down. I don't want all them little what you call that?
Son? Emojis.
Emojis. We don't need all that. All I need is an answer. If you receive something from the scripture, from the teaching, and you want to say it, go ahead and type that out. And the people will do exactly what you ask them to do. They will do it because I'm maturing them. I want them to separate this from that. In other words, separate the spiritual thing from normal texting, what people are doing on different texting. The church is different. We're going to use it, but we're going to use it to the glory of God. But that's just one example of the apostolic enabling the church to break through to new places. And the importance of drawing from the apostolic master key anointing. Now listen, decision, direction, inheritance, blessings, obedience, and harvest is involved in the MBB, pastors, ministers of all walk of life that we walk in as apostolic. Listen, decision. There's a lot of decision that have to be made during these times. Direction. We need direction. Inheritance. Our inheritance is out there, no matter what's going on. Blessings are out there, no matter what's going on. We have to learn how to obey God in spite of what everybody else is saying. And then come the harvest. We have to know how to penetrate through the camouflage. We have to know how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. Our foundation must be strong enough to take the blows that are coming now. We must purpose in our heart to be clean, holy, pure, righteous. Tonight I will talk about, in my class tonight, getting the holes out of your soul. H-O-L-E, getting the holes out of your soul. That's the only way the enemy get in. I will teach that tonight so the foundation can be sure. Color flashing would not work anymore. People have been flashing these towels. And listen, numbers does not mean God is moving. Numbers does not mean success. It's what's being ministered calls success. So never get discouraged because you don't have a large number. Read the Bible. The Bible explained that numbers does not determine success. Apostolic governmental church, apostolic governmental churches will have insight, explanation, revelation, spiritual understanding, functional understanding. That's functional. Now, during this pandemic, I haven't had one call from one member complaining, crying. I got a good many of them online right now. They know how to fight. There's a maturing factor in an apostolic church. I'm bragging on God. I'm bragging on what Jesus did. I'm bragging on the Holy Spirit. Once you teach the word properly out of a real anointing and live a pure, sanctified life yourself, why are y'all on the line? Y'all know I'm real. Y'all know the MBBs are real. That's why you're on the line. You know we're aiming to do something that God wants us to do, that we're not playing no game. And I get poor when I talk about this. It's being real, man. I just want to be real before you all and lead y'all in the green pasture. I don't want nothing. I don't need nothing. I just want to be real. When the Apostle Paul, look what Paul says here, and I'm going to show it to you. I don't know, because I think y'all should be mature enough to understand it, what I'm trying to do with you all. I'm trying to get all of you all where I am, in the position that God had placed me in, and it took me years and decades to get where I am, both spiritually, physically, and financially. Family-wise, marriage-wise, it took a long time. Listen, go back to 2 Corinthians 12, because I want to read this again. Not on your own merit that you're going to be a powerful minister. It's submission. The 11th verse of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, you read the 12th chapter, Paul caught up in the spirit, saw things that he couldn't talk about. He's talking about himself, but he says, look at verse 10. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and in reports of necessity, persecution, and distress, but Christ's sake, for when I'm weak, then I'm strong. Then he said in the 11th verse, I'm become a fool in glory. He have compelled me. For I ought to have been commended of you, for in nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostle, though I be nothing. You notice how he talking? Truly the sign of apostle was wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. But Paul said, I'm not doing this. Now look what he said in verse 13, because a lot of times we get in trouble because my apostolic and prophetic ministry is on finances and health. And that's two of the biggest things that God had me dealing with. Now he got me dealing with evangelism real strong. For now look what he said in verse 13. And I can't let this happen to you. With me knowing what I know about money coming, the money keep on coming, I'll never be broken up. Listen, verse 13. Paul making an apology. Look what his apology is. For what is it when you are inferior to other churches? Except it be that I myself was not burdensome to you, forgive me this wrong. In other words, the giving that you all do is for a purpose, is to get you out. Many are getting out. The giving is not what we're about, but the giving, if you don't give, you ain't gonna live. So you in this ministry, you under this leadership of me and the MBB, they're leading you. They're trying to get you somewhere that the average minister and the average church is not gonna ever get. You got to have finances. And so nobody trying to get money out of you. Stop ducking and being afraid of this. Ask the Lord to give you direction. And just like the Apostle Paul, I'm not going to be to have you ask you to forgive me for not letting you give, because you got to give. It's so important that you be taught. The churches that are under you, your membership, they got to understand this aspect of it, because it's not going to work by just saying confession, putting stuff on the board, making statements right now, calling things. No, it throughout the scripture, Jesus taught this. So it's important, and apostolically, the Lord has chosen us to bring that revelation back to ministers, back to membership. That's why the giving came with money coming. The altar giving, landed at the apostles' feet, landed at the pastor's feet. That's so important to get you, because we need to get out of this bondage of not having enough money to fly where we need to fly, do what we need to do, or to relax ourselves. So let me move from that. Let me close out. There's a lot of information out now, a lot of information, but there's not enough transformation. And the information is not going to turn into transformation unless God hangs. That's why I give you all those chapters to look over, because I'm going to be on this for months in the impartation. We want transformation, not just information. You know, Romans 12:2 tell you about it. But we need this apostolic transformation. Transform individual. We need enlargement. We need expansion. We need vision. And that's what should come from apostolic transformation. Apostolic mindset. Change. Transition from old mindset. And develop, LTMA, develop an apostolic mindset, not a Leroy mindset. No. I don't want Lord over you, but I do want to lead you. And then so, in leadership and apostolic government, you got to have overseers. That's why in Acts 20, there Apostle Paul with the Ephesian church at Ephesus gave them, said, take heed to yourself and all the flock with the Holy Ghost that made you overseer. Paul gave them instruction. He told them to use the word. We'll get to that during this impartation. I'll get to each chapter, each scripture that I got at the beginning of this impartation, and go over them, and I'll meditate them, and go over them verse by verse, that in this apostolic training, this apostolic blueprint, this apostolic transformation, and setting an apostolic mindset in every person that is under you. Now, and then my brother, sister, apostolic success. You don't see it often. When I say apostolic success, I'm not talking about just material things. I'm talking about lifestyle. I'm talking about holiness, sanctification, pureness. Not a woman in this organization, in the LTMA, can ever say, I got out of the way with them. And that's the same thing with the MBB. See, because we're not playing no whole game. We're not playing no sex game in the LTMA. Once I find out, you out. I'll pray for you, forgive you, but you're out. Because we're given enough information, enough revelation for you to recognize when these things cross your mind, how to wipe it out with the blood. How to wipe it out with the blood. It's so important. I've had men I had to remove because they wasn't ready for this. You see what I'm saying? And then, I don't know how. I've been in the ministry for a long time. I don't know how a person can walk away from an organization like this. I don't know what they want. I just don't understand it. I'm not talking about me, but I just don't understand it because all the proof and all the evidence and all the harmony that LTMA had, I don't know how a person would get discouraged, give up and quit. And most of the time what happens, my brothers and sisters, when that happens is because you haven't been doing what you should have been doing. You're still the little gimmicks and stuff. We're not no gimmick. We're not playing no games. This is real. We are living this. We are partaking of this. And I want every one of you all to be a partaker. Now, I've been going about 40 minutes now. It's a long time. But apostolic success. Necessary strategies. The right type of impact. Detailed strategies. And succeed. Now, as an apostle of Jesus Christ, Joshua, revelation had become mine in Joshua 1:8. The song, the first song, verse 1-3, has become your apostle lifestyle. I have grabbed it. I'm living it day by day. And I want everybody under the sound of my voice. I don't want you to be discouraged. I don't care whether you're single or married. I don't want you to be discouraged. I want you to take this anointing that is being released and let it rest upon you and pause and listen and see what the Holy Spirit is telling you from this apostolic blueprint. And from this blueprint, we're aiming to raise up strong governmental territorial apostolic churches that will impact region and nation with salvation and deliverance. That's what we're having to do. We're not normal. We're all over the world. Apostolic revelation and experiences. You need to have revelation beyond normal pattern. You need to have experience. The MVBs, they follow me so closely, you begin to see in their lives. Because I can't, I make one walk, they're kicking my heel. Because they were chosen men for those positions. I never had no trouble on them. They just float. Because they're mature enough. They're pastoring great churches. So that's so important. You got all this to look forward to. You got I come. Then they come, they minister to you. It's so powerful. Enlargement of understanding. Explosive growth is right before us. We're not, this thing don't mean nothing to us. We're limitation breakers. You got that? Foundation built. And then it's actually during these times, I'll close in a moment, actually in these times, it's showtime in the body of Christ. Spiritually, it's showtime. It's a church coming back out of the hole where socialism, Marxism, politics, technology, science, psychology, academics, all of these things been lording over the church in some ways. But we got something they don't have. We have God. We have Jesus. We have the Holy Spirit. We got a real Trinity. We got a power. We got the Maker. We got the Creator. And the church is about to shine. Pastors about to rise. Apostolic ministries about to rise. Prophetic revelation about to come forth. Evangelism is about to burst asunder. You follow me? Teaching is going to be clear. So I want to say a few more words to you. I want you to get these words on tape. Acceleration, proper execution, principles, and purposes coming alive. Transitioning from pastoral role to apostolic office, what's happening in this organization. It is so powerful, so powerful. Going beyond the traditional, revival, reformation, benefits, we're flowing. Oh, my. I better close. But we're going to take up on these apostolic. Dr. Fall put a book in my hand when I first had my apostolic calling, and the Lord wanted me to teach that whole book. I'll be teaching on that book. Apostolic strategy. I just start supporting this ministry real strong financially because I'm reading this book. I've taught in school a while, but I know it has revelation that we're going to build a foundation in the LTMA. Just go over these things. If you only get one thing out of it, I'll be so happy. It's so important to me that you're flourishing now. Just take care of yourself. I don't know how long this thing will go on. I think some more things are going to happen also. But as I say, you've been matured. You're not a crybaby. One of my sons went through a tornado, wiped the top of his house off in Alabama. He called me and told me what had happened. He's online now, but he's real strong about it. Not afraid, because God, he knows what God can do. So that's what I'm preparing you for. Anything come up, you know that you and your God can handle it. And then I say, if you need help, I'll help. But I'll train you to know how to stand and how to function in any type of weather. This is powerful. I'm real proud of the LTMA, a godly pride. That y'all take time, y'all be on this line, y'all are not disrespectful, y'all give honor to your leaders. That's so important. Always respect your MVBs because they're my dime line. They're hooked, connected to me, and they prop me up, they surround me, they support me, and that's very important that we all do the same thing. Everybody, no reason for nobody not to be successful. Just don't be hard-headed. And try to do things your way or the old way or the traditional way. There's an apostolic covering over you. I'm praying for you. Matter of fact, I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every person on the sound of my voice, I release victory. I release a special apostolic anointing over every church that's under this apostolic covering. I release it over the MVBs and their ministries. I release it over every minister that's on this line. I release it over every church, all the churches of LTMA. I release it that we'll walk in the benefits of the thing that we're hearing, the impartation that was given, the blueprint, the master anointing. All of those things will manifest in our churches and in our personal lives. Now, I cover them and vaccinate everyone, Psalm 91, that their bodies will be protected, their immune system is stronger. And I pray, Father, that the apostolic health lesson that they've been receiving, that they'll pay attention to that health lesson, not just healing, but the health lesson have been apostolic. The wealth lesson have been apostolic. Not by might, nor by power, but by your spirit. Thank you for this importation. Thank you for these men and women of God. In Jesus' name, Amen. God bless.
The next Money Coming to You virtual conference will be April 22nd and 23rd. Don't forget about your various circle calls if you have one scheduled. Be sure and get in contact with MVP if you need more information about the various calls if you have one scheduled. I bless you. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.